We look at the essential workers who still have to go in despite the COVID and the curfews. I'm David Brancaccio. Many cities around the country have imposed curfews, and early, broad assessments suggest that demonstrations were more peaceful overnight, with less ransacking after dark than the previous night. Protests did continue past curfew in, for instance, New York. I'm just looking through that city's rules for the curfew, which will last through Sunday. Essential workers are still allowed to get around after each evening's 8 p.m. deadline, including people in healthcare, hotels, grocery and convenience stores, takeout restaurants and bars, media, childcare, financial institutions. These are essential workers already under stress because of the coronavirus. Here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
For months now, nurse Andrea Leach has had to take extra precautions to do her job at a nursing home near Hazleton, Pennsylvania.
It's a struggle just to go in the work because you need your temperature taken, you need to wear your PPE, and it's very uncomfortable.
Now, she has an 8 p.m. curfew to worry about as well. She usually gets off work just an hour before.
I need to get to the stores before these curfews. I got to make sure I'm back by 8 o'clock.
Chris Torres heads to work the overnight shift at an aerospace parts manufacturing plant outside Los Angeles right after curfew hits. Now, on top of keeping 6 feet from his coworkers, he's worrying about his drive-in.
If I was stopped by police, you know, what do I need to do? You know, do I need to show correct documentation that to show that I'm an essential worker?
And some cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, and Miami have shut down public transportation during curfew hours, making it even more complicated for workers to get where they need to go. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Google is facing a proposed class action lawsuit accusing it of violating the privacy of users who tried the incognito screens. The lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with details. Nancy, who filed the lawsuit and why?
Well, the complaint was filed by three Google users. They say they're seeking damages for millions of other users who've used any browser like Chrome, Firefox, or Safari in a private or incognito mode. The lawsuit accuses Google of tracking people even in that private mode through third-party apps. And the lawsuit says this enables Google to track users' friends and shopping habits and, quote, the most intimate and potentially embarrassing things people search for. The lawsuit says that violates California privacy laws and federal wiretapping laws.
Now, what does Google have to say about this?
I emailed Google for comment, and they haven't gotten back to me yet. But a Google spokesman told Reuters that when you open a new incognito tab, Google states that websites might be able to collect information about your browsing activity.
What do you think? How many people might be covered by this lawsuit?
A lot, David. The complaint is asking that this be a class action lawsuit. It says the proposed class would include millions of Google users, basically anyone who's browsed the internet in Google's private incognito mode for about the past 4 years, and the lawsuit seeks $5,000 in damages for each user.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington, thank you for this. Checking markets, the FTSE index in London is up 1.3%. The Dow future up 183.7 tenths%. S&P future up 0.5%. How about the NASDAQ future? That is up 0.4%. COVID-19 testing was supposed to be free to everyone. Congress prohibited copays and deductibles for those. But hospitals are finding that many health plans are still requiring patients to chip in. Blake Farmer of WPLN reports.
In late March, Congress passed two laws that say not only does testing have to be covered by all health plans, patients shouldn't have to pay a penny. But major health systems see many self-funded health plans finding ways around the rules. These are larger employers that work with insurance companies, but essentially self-insure. So instead of buying insurance for their workers, they just pay for employee medical costs. This includes roughly half of all health plans. Mike Thompson represents many of them as CEO of the National Alliance of Healthcare Purchaser Coalitions. He says some employer plans are still charging copays for the doctor's visit or a test to rule out the flu.
They may or may not have included the related treatment elements.
Thompson acknowledges that the distinction will be lost on many patients.
I get it. I get why it's causing confusion.
But health policy experts see no wiggle room for self-funded plans. Karen Politz is a senior fellow with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
All private insurance has to cover 100% of the cost.
The U.S. Department of Labor has weighed in as well, saying all employer plans have to play by the same rules. But there are still hospitals all over the country trying to work out who is going to pay them, and many health plans are putting some of the cost on patients. Heather Dunn at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville fears a backlash. So as the vice president of revenue, she's just sitting on millions of dollars of bills for COVID-19 testing.
I know I'm supposed to be shaking everybody down, but we're not right now.
Duke Health in North Carolina confirms it's doing the same thing. Envision, which runs emergency rooms around the country, has more than 200,000 bills that it's not sending because of this confusion. Dunn says she worries about the patients just recovering from COVID or losing their jobs.
I'm hesitant to also say, by the way, your insurance company has passed along this $50 copay. How would you like to do that?
But Dunn says just because the tests are supposed to be free to patients doesn't mean they have no cost. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And we're also covering the money flowing to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a nonprofit that helps with bail for protesters who are arrested. Some celebrities are matching donations, including Janelle Monáe and Steve Carell. The family of George Floyd, the man killed by the Minneapolis police officer, has a GoFundMe campaign. Links and more can be found in my colleague Janet Wynn's piece posted at marketplace.org, our homepage. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.